John got me looking at houses. I'm like, oh shit, now if the market's gonna tank, I gotta fucking see if I can get a shitty house.
Yeah, that market is gonna tank. I'm getting ready to buy myself a house previously priced at $600,000 for like $175,000.
Don't tell the listeners that. If we tell them that we're looking at buying houses, they won't give us Patreon money anymore. Like, we need it more than you.
I have to wait until the houses are so cheap that a less than $10,000 down payment is possible, and then I can pay a little bit more than that and get a head start on what I'm doing.
That's the dream. Yeah.
That is the dream. I mean,
do you think they would accept a Patreon if I'm just like, listen, I'm not going to make a down payment or get a mortgage, but how about I just like show you this Patreon, and like, you notice how every month I get paid money out of this, so why don't you just take that as your monthly payments and the down payment and everything.
Yeah, why don't you take that to the fucking bank? I mean, you know what they should
literally
take
to the bank.
What they should take to the bank is that I've been able to pay rent for years. This is not a new observation, but like, if you pay rent on time for like 5 years, that should be proof to the bank that they can give you a loan.
Yeah, but it's because the economy is designed to steal from you.
That's right.
It's like, nobody is pretending otherwise. I mean, like, especially now.
Yeah, now that we live in America 2.0, now with more usury.
Yeah. Now, John, if you were able to purchase a NFT at the right time, then you would get a lot of money. But paying rent on time, no extra money for that. No credit either, right? Doesn't like paying rent not affect your credit?
Yeah, paying rent doesn't do a damn thing.
Do you want to see the dumbest bullshit of all time in the NFT world?
Constantly.
I doubt it'll be the dumbest, but yeah, let's try.
I wake up every morning and I say to myself softly, what new and more insanely stupid shit will the NFT crowd spit out today? And they never disappoint.
Go to goblintown.wtf.
I'm going to fight you for saying the word goblintown to me. Did you say dot what?
Dot WTF.
Is this like that person who's a Gerblin who makes like videos about how to make lemon cakes in Gerblin voice?
I don't think so.
Okay, hold on, damn it.
Is this a Flash game? It's kind of a cute little Flash game.
No, they're just goblins. They don't do anything. They're just goblins. They're just pictures of goblins.
Okay,
they're sold out already.
So overnight, that NFT went from being worth like a couple $100 to being worth $15,000.
Fake. Yeah, it's fake. It's all fucking fake. Some guy sold it to himself 92 times, and he's like, I'm like the guy who traded from a red paperclip up to a house on eBay.
I'll tell you who it was. It was Johnny Depp. While he's been at this trial, he's been like secretly trading goblins back and forth to himself on his phone.
Just snickering to himself every time the judge isn't looking, and he's like, hey, I'm going fucking goblin mode.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think they're just capitalizing on the whole goblin mode thing. Because the economy is going goblin mode, it would seem.
Yeah, if goblin mode means fucking pear-shaped, means ass over tea kettle, if goblin mode means completely fucking eating it, then yeah, you better believe the economy is going goblin mode.
Yeah, well, no one's going goblin mode when Kamala Harris says in 3 months that the economy is not goblin mode. That's how you'll know for sure that it's happened.
Yeah, she always be saying the opposite of what things are.
I mean, when are we going to... it's been a while since a Democrat dropped a meme so like esoteric or like poorly presented or just already dead that it itself became a meme. Like, I'm specifically thinking of Just Chillin' in Cedar Rapids.
There was also Pokemon
morning,
Go to
Sunday
the Polls.
Morning.
Oh yeah, good morning, Sunday morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Morning. Sunday morning.
because that wasn't a meme at all. Like, that wasn't an attempt at anything. It just like was such a bizarre way to speak that it became a meme.
Well, that's what it is.
Good morning.
Right?
Sunday morning, alive girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's get right into it. This is BP Bledis. We just have the three guy hosts on. It's John, Todd, and Chris. Mm-hmm. And I want to open up the show by talking about a guy who is running for president in Colombia. So okay. Colombia has...
You guys are going to talk about me? Because I just filed my paperwork to run for president of Colombia.
Fuck yeah. What's your name? Juan Guaido. How do I vote for you on the ballot?
No. It was
you
got to
write him in.
This crypto wallet that ended in the letters CIA dumped a bunch of money into my crypto wallet saying, if you run for president of Colombia, you can have this.
Hell yeah. I have to imagine that's basically what happened to this guy, Rodolfo Hernandez, who is the far right candidate in the race. He's a real estate mogul with $100 million in wealth. And in
$100 million in apes.
Yep. $100 million in Ethereum. No, he seems like a real old school guy. He seems like he's probably the opposite of an apes guy, where like he just keeps his money buried in the ground. He's like, I don't need interest. I need security. You know,
yeah, for real. Just gold bars buried in the ground. Didn't Ron Swanson do that on Parks and Rec? He was like, I buried all my gold around town. And it's appreciating every day.
My my uncle did that, and then they tried to dig up all of the jars because he would bury $2,000 per jar, and they were missing a jar with $2,000 in it. And after that, my aunt took all the jar money and opened a stock portfolio, and then like 2 years later, pretty much immediately lost a third of it in the crash.
Oh no!
Yeah. So I was like, wow, you guys can't keep your money straight. Just get a safe. What are you doing? Like, but this guy Rodolfo Hernandez has described himself in the past as a follower of Adolf Hitler. And in 2018, got in an argument with a city council member where he just started throwing punches.
Well, let's hear. Wow. Okay. Look, I know he said he was a follower of Hitler and he goes around punching people, but let's hear him out. what are his positions, his platforms?
Yeah, probably a right hook and then lying on the ground.
He's just
afterwards.
He's a deeply, deeply like pro-America, pro-fascism. He wants to expand the Colombian police, which is like Colombia is already more or less a police state / like narco-terrorist state that the U.S. props up on both fronts.
I don't get it. How is he pro-America if he's Colombian? Colombia
is like the 51st state in many ways. It's America's foothold. It's our client state in South America.
You can see.
It's like
I thought that was Italy. That was
it's like Latino Israel. Does that make any sense?
Oh my
Wait,
god!
So John,
I thought
telling
that
me
was Miami.
there can be more than
close
one.
Second.
Yeah,
they probably both have some of the worst pizza restaurants you've ever seen. Yeah. They're like, yeah, we have a hummus pizza on flatbread, and we use no yeast for some reason, so it's just like a thin rock of bread with hummus on top, and we call that a pizza.
Yeah, so it seems like these candidates are basically getting propped up because somewhat left-wing candidates, like not even super left-wing, kind of like kind of social Democrat guys, have been making quite a bit of headway. So you've got this guy, Gustavo Petro, who won round one of the presidential election in a landslide. Like the Colombian voting public fucking loves this guy. And so previously, his main opposition was the far-right cartel-linked Uribista movement, and they were completely defeated. And the candidate that is kind of being slotted in to replace them is this guy, the far right millionaire who praises Hitler and fights city council members.
And eats hot chip and lies.
So, I mean, it seems like the United States is terrified that not even like socialists will continue to come to power in South America, especially in a country that we've so tightly controlled for as long as we have, like Colombia. But like they're afraid that they'll elect like a Beto O'Rourke ass guy. Like that's like a big fear for them. Yeah, down there.
Jesus.
They're like, we need a Colombian Donald Trump to counter the massive energy of a Colombian Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, well, and it's like they're just throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. They're like, oh, the cartel guys didn't do the trick. Well, try the Hitler guy. You know,
try the real estate fights people guy.
Yeah. Which is like, I don't know. It's just an embarrassing lack of judgment. And like, I know the political landscape is different down there, but it's insane to me how many Central and South American countries will have elections where there's a guy who's real cozy with America and either openly praises fascists or is like the direct descendant of a Nazi.
Yeah, isn't Mussolini's daughter in the EU parliament in like the Conservative Party, or granddaughter or something?
Yeah, yeah, I think it's his granddaughter, and I think she's just in Italian politics. Like, I think she's just a member of Italian parliament. Alessandra Mussolini, if I'm remembering her name right.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that you should like ban many people from participating in, you know, an elected government, but I think if it's like you're the direct descendant of a fascist, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to be in the government. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. We didn't even do that in Germany.
No. Hold up. That's not how this works. All right. What if your parents are something politics, you end up being the opposite, right? What if if somebody's dad was Hitler, maybe he would turn out to be like Bader O'Rourke. I'm not saying Bader O'Rourke's dad is Hitler, but I'm implying it heavily. Yeah, I'm not saying he's anti-Hitler.
So in 30 years, we'll have Donald Trump Jr. will be running as Bernie Sanders, and then Bernie Sanders' son will have to run as Donald Trump. They'll have to get like wigs that look like their hair. Like Bernie's son will have to have like a Donald Trump style wig and be running as Donald Trump.
Well, it's
just like
crazy
style politics.
I could see that happening.
I mean, I wish it fucking worked like that, but it fucking doesn't. Like, they just elected Bong Bong Marcos. The son of like the former military dictator.
Wait, is that his real name?
Well, that's his nickname. They call him Bong Bong. I don't remember what his actual fucking name is.
Is it because he smokes two bongs at once?
I wish. No.
I smoke two bongs in the morning and I smoke two bongs at night.
Yes.
Based.
I mean, but I don't know. That kind of tones the song down, doesn't it? Because a joint is more weed than a bong. I could smoke two bongs and go to the grocery store and just buy normal ass groceries. I smoke two joints. I'm probably buying the wacky shit in the seasonal aisle without even thinking about it.
John's just coming home trying to make five pumpkins into dinner somehow.
Well, that's like today I got home and I was like, oh man, I got to prep for dinner. I'm going to do this fucking podcast and I'm going to be so hungry afterwards. So I just cooked every leftover thing in the house. I like,
hell yes,
cooked half a box of mushrooms with half an onion and cooked the other half of that pound of bacon in the oven. And I cooked up some fucking sauerkraut and I made a tomato and onion and mint salad. And I'm just like, anything I have just goes in a bowl, hot or cold, sliced up or something. Like, fuck it. I need to eat this shit.
Was it good or you're eating it later?
I ate portions of it, so I do know that it's going to be really fucking good, but I'm going to have like a full meal of it later. So I just had like little appetizers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what I just picked up? I picked up some Clamato juice. So I'm trying to make.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess like you can make Bloody Marys with Clamato. So I'm pretty stoked to make some drinks tonight.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, dude. That's why I switched over to the Budweiser Chiladas from the Modelo's, because Budweiser uses real Clamato juice in the drink. And
with
you can taste
with real Clamatos.
Real Clamatos.
horrific, like, genetically engineered clone of a clam or hybrid of a clam and a tomato just screaming kill me.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you, I thought the Tamacco episode of The Simpsons was gross enough. I don't need to think about a Clamato being an actual being. It sounds like a Pokemon, right? It sounds like it would be like a bright red clam with like green things coming out of it and it's just like water and grass type, and it's like, I choose you, Clamato.
Pokemon does get away with a lot of designs where it's like, if it actually was an animal, it would kind of be a weird body horror situation, but it's like a cute cartoon. So you're like, I guess this is fine that there's like, I just have a ghost Pokemon in my ball, or like this animated TV or whatever.
I did see a good post on Twitter today that was Pokeballs would be really great to have if you could put your girlfriend in one when you're not like hanging out with her or talking to her. You know, just put her in a Pokeball.
And what does she do in there? Just like
it got me thinking about that show Severance, which is basically that, but for employees.
Oh, right? Yeah.
What if you could put your employees in a Pokeball when you weren't exploiting their labor?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. What's it like in the Pokeball, right? Is it like a luxury apartment in there? Because I've seen different depictions.
I'm pretty sure it is. I think it is. It's supposed to be, isn't it? I don't know.
Then I don't want to put anybody in the Pokeball. I want to get in the Pokeball and just vibe
like that
while someone else carries me around, and then I can pop out at the store or whatever. I mean, honestly, at that point, isn't it just like we just build the Futurama vacuum tubes, and then if you want to go somewhere, you get in your Pokeball, you throw, you get on the conveyor belt that leads into the tube, and then like it sucks you up and sends you anywhere you want, to the bank, whatever.
I think we're just kind of exploring alternate modes of transportation here. Conveyor belts, tubes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, who could have used enough. We could use,
you know, who could have used a Pokeball transportation method is Nancy Pelosi's husband. He should have been inside the damn Pokeball instead of driving drunk. But
real
he
kings
made his choice.
Put the beer in the back seat underneath a sweatshirt. That's how you don't get a DUI, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah. Even if the 30 rack is open, if it's in the back under a sweatshirt, you can reasonably say, like, yes, I'm sorry, I did have a couple while I was at my friend's house, but I waited. And those are just the beers I'm trying to take home from my friend's house. You can see they're out of my reach.
What you do is, okay, so you, if they can't see it, they don't have probable cause to search your vehicle. That being said, I mean, cops make up bullshit all the time. But generally, if they can't see it from looking in the windows, they can't charge you with a DUI.
Ah.
Ask me how I know. Don't ask me how I know.
You just like to know your rights.
I mean, it's
I do
crazy,
like to know,
like,
my rights.
Growing up, my parents were always trying to drill into me. They're like, you need to be super responsible when you become an adult. You need to, like, never drink and drive at all. You need to, like, never drive impaired at all. And now I'm an adult, and, like, I'll go to my parents' house. They'll foist a beer off on me, and then I'm like, it's time. Oh, I got to get going. And my mom's like, do you want a cup to put that in?
you want one for the road, buddy?
You want it to go?
You want a little road soda?
She straight up asked me this multiple times, and I'm like, you know, this is cool, but, like, you don't need to ask me unprompted, like, do you want to drink a beer in the car? And they've, like, texted me before. They bought this, like, fancy little wine kit, right? And it's a travel wine kit. And you're supposed to take it somewhere and use it, but they don't. They just drive a really long, like, they'll drive from Pittsburgh up here to Michigan. And then after 5 of the 7 hours go by, they're like, why don't we break out the wine kit?
Based.
Ridiculous.
Wait, is it a kit for making your own wine, or is it just a kit? Like, is it just like a box and you open it up and it has emergency breaking case glass with a bottle in it?
No, it's literally just a box, and it has like a few wine glasses and a couple of other things. And I think it has like something to keep the glasses cold or whatever. It just looks, it's just a fancy way to carry your glasses around. It's nice. Stupid.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I mean, hear me out on this. Like, you have one person who drank 2 beers at a restaurant and then is driving home. They finished the last beer 20 minutes ago. It's hit their bloodstream. You have a second person who's starting stone cold sober, sipping a beer in the car. The guy sipping a beer is more sober and more like he's going to get home and then the beer will hit him. So
that's
why is
science.
It that one, you know, you can get away with, and the other one, just because they see you drinking a beer, you're not immediately drunk the second you drink a beer.
That's literally science, Chris, and you're entirely correct.
Leaning my ass all the way out of the fucking window to harass an officer, like, you don't understand, sir. I'm still absorbing the alcohol right now.
That's right.
I didn't even. Yeah. I ate so much food before I drank that whiskey.
It's one beer, and you have one of those like huge, like 50-ounce, like monk type beers, like Trappist, like 6%
God
beer.
I always do that, though, especially if I go to like a Mexican restaurant and I know I can get like a 24 ounce Modelo. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have one beer.
Well, the whole thing is like I think Congress wants to put breathalyzers in every car starting in like 2023 or something like that.
Yeah, really? But that will never pass because then Nancy Pelosi's husband will never be able to drive again.
You know, it might be scaremongering. You know how every time there's a shooting, the government wants to restrict gun owners more or gun purchases, it ends up in a bunch of gun sales. Maybe that is just a long play to increase alcohol sales. They're like, or increase current car sales, because people are like, I got to get a car that doesn't have a breathalyzer. I got to get in under the wire.
That,
you know, what I mean?
That seems the most likely, because it looks like they're trying to push people really, really hard to buy cars right now. Like, every sector of the economy is fucking failing. And cars are one of the things that like people just stop buying when life starts to get a certain level of expensive. Like they start driving their cars that they have into the ground, and that's not quote unquote good for the economy. So
no, it's not.
Because I'm with you. I sincerely doubt that they will ever actually pass a law that says you have to put breathalyzers in every car that's manufactured, because then people will just create an industry where they all work on and trade old cars and keep them running. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't
you
help
mean my backyard.
Yeah, exactly. And that doesn't
I would
help
consider my backyard to be an industry where I work on and flip old cars.
Yeah. And plus you'd never convince the fucking auto manufacturers to start installing something default in cars that they perceive as like a barrier to people's interest in purchasing the car. The auto lobby would fight against that like tooth and fucking nail. They'd throw billions of dollars at it.
That's true. It took them a while to even put seatbelts in cars, right?
Yeah.
That's true. That was another nanny state invention.
Yeah, don't tread on me.
Airbags.
I want to live free and die, motherfucker.
Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me with the jaws of life trying to extricate me from my burning vehicle after I have a accident with a questionable level of blood alcohol.
Yeah, just getting into my Tesla slightly buzzed and when I turn it on, the whole thing catches on fire and the doors lock and there's a guy standing right there. He's like, I got the jaws of life. And I'm like, no, I'm not a coward. I'm going to fight my way out.
Give me the jaws of death.
Yeah.
How about those?
Yeah. And then I'll fight you in your fucking jaws, you snotty ass. I can't believe you. And then I die from smoke inhalation.
but fuck Nancy Pelosi, fuck her husband. They literally deserve to, I'm not even going to say Minecraft, like they deserve to, like they deserve it.
But I mean, like,
bleep guy, whatever part of that you want to bleep. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think it's against any laws to say they deserved it. It's just a true statement of fact. But it would, if you were encouraging someone to make it happen, that would be a big no-no, as enticing as that proposition is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be almost as tempting as driving with a 0.08 blood alcohol in Napa Valley because you just had too much good wine. Oh. But we shouldn't do it, just like he shouldn't have driven drunk.
My man wasn't driving drunk. He was just hobnobbing in the valley. He was just having a night out. He finally, when he goes to Napa, she finally stops calling him and telling him to make trades because he knows that he's busy taste testing mm-hmm. wines. He can't make trades.
Yeah.
If Nancy Pelosi can trade stocks on insider information, I should be able to have a little beer while driving as a treat.
As long as you're trading stocks, I think. As long as you're contributing to the economy. What if that was like a gig app where it was like a drinker and you got paid to drink and review beers, right?
I like that. Like review bra?
Yeah, yeah. But like you sign up and you're like, okay, yeah, send me this, this, and this that need reviews. And then they send you like a little sampler pack and it's free as long as you review the beers. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a little mad at myself about that because I'm like, oh, then they're just selling your information to advertisers. And it's,
they would find a way to like exploit money out of you for doing that. Also, I'm imagining that if it was actually like a gig app that you would just end up having to like review PBR over and over for some reason, or they're just like sending you like Molson Ice because somehow they make money off it somehow.
I would much rather review PBR and Molson Ice than the 30th 9% triple hopped fucking sour IPA bullshit that whatever the craft beer companies are coming out with.
Yeah,
now.
With fucking orange mm-hmm. rind and like there's especially like terrible ones where they put like candy in it. They're like flavored with Skittles. And I'm like, come on, man. It's not a fucking ice cream shop, bro. I don't need random candy in my beer.
Somebody got me a bottle of whiskey as a gift, which I was very appreciative of. Uh-huh. But it was like, this bottle of whiskey was aged in rum casks. And I was like, were the whiskey casks out on break? What the fuck?
Oh, why can't whiskey just taste like whiskey? All these kids today don't want whiskey. They want a frappuccino.
Yeah. What the fuck? like, why can't things just be things instead of now they got to be crossover things for marketing? I don't get it.
I got my fucking Sonic the Hedgehog blended blue ice whiskey. It's like a slushy and it's fucking 180 proof. Gotta go fast.
Have you seen the new Sonic?
I haven't seen the new Sonic.
Chris, I never saw the old Sonic.
You never saw the first one?
No, was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Well, now you're not going to know all the plot points for the second one.
I won't understand the second one. I mean, I kind of want to see the second one because it has Idris in it as Knuckles, which looks awesome.
Yeah, I definitely want to go see that. No, I went to the theater this weekend, but I went and saw the Bob's Burgers movie instead.
How was that?
It was really good.
Is that good?
I liked it. Yeah,
oh, I love the discourse about Bob's Burgers online. Have you guys been seeing this shit?
Are people talking about
there's tapes.
Whether or not it's like, a working class movie?
Yeah, like somebody. Okay, so I think like a day or two before the Bob's Burgers discourse, there was just like some CIA MK Ultra triggered like 30 flags in bio leftist being like. Restaurants wouldn't exist under communism. You would have to cook your own meals.
I straight up cannot handle the fucking.
And then a day or two after that,
I just scrolled right. Somebody, past that.
Yes, a day or two after that, somebody posted something along the lines of Bob from Bob's Burgers is actually petty bourgeois, and he's a small business owner, so he would have to die in the revolution. Unironically, like they posted this without a shred of irony.
My thing is like. Not every popular show that depicts people at their jobs needs to be your pet issue for politics. It's just a way of like betraying that you have terrible priorities, that you're sitting around like doing little like fantasy fan fictions about like, oh, Bob survives the revolution but just barely, and can he hold on to his restaurant, and it's like Commandant Pesto is there, and he's like citizen Belcher, you need to stop exploiting your children or you'll go to spaghetti gulag. It's like, shut the fuck up. Fuck you. That's not how anything works.
I mean, John, you say that, but look, what the revolution is going to happen, you're going to think you'll be assigned to a coal mine or working at a power plant, and they're going to be like, no, we need you round the clock deciding, would Tim the Toolman Taylor have become a Hoaxist or a Marxist-Leninist or an anarchist? What would Al have done? Would Al have used his tools to help the bourgeoisie defend the state, or someone's got to figure this out. We have to answer these questions now that we've done real life revolution.
Wore a red shirt and had a beard. He always wore red flannel, right? So clearly we know where his loyalties would lie. Tim Allen got busted for smuggling bricks of coke into the United States. So clearly he was connected with US drug running operations in Colombia.
Straight to Gulag.
So we know we can totally, we can basically extrapolate out the entire politics of the TV show Home Improvement from that alone.
Yeah. Just like, you're like, wow, the revolution has finally happened and is over and done with. I'm so excited to start building this socialist nation, or maybe a couple of socialist nations. We'll see how it turns out. But the fellas from the other socialist countries are here, and they're going to tell me what I need to do with my time. Boy, I sure hope I'm making movies. And they're like, hello, citizen. Here is a giant stack of fan fiction. You tell me which love interests deserve gulag and which love interests deserve to be people's hero for eternity.
under communism, I would actually be the one cooking the burgers. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's
I'm really
right.
good at it. I think they
You'd
should
be
give
Bob?
Me a job.
They would give Todd Bob's restaurant, and then he would have to call it Todd's
Burgers.
Turgers.
Todd's Turkey Burgers.
It would be sort of a Sneed's Feed and Seed type situation. Because everybody knows when you change the name of a business, you have to change it into a pun based on the first letter of the new owner.
Right. Well, here's the thing about the whole restaurant discourse. I've so strongly avoided talking about this, and I've had a lot of time to think about it. And what I really think would happen under socialism is that we would have bigger fish to fry than deciding whether or not restaurants.
The fish would
exist.
Be huge.
They'd be enormous. There
wouldn't be overfishing anymore, right? So you'd have huge fish that were raised humanely, and they would be delicious, and they would be fried. In like there would be people employed in restaurants but they would own their means of production. It's that simple.
You're saying that American socialism is unfortunately still so American that we can't, despite doing everything else correctly, we can't resist the urge to simply keep making things larger.
I'm saying
that probably
Long
would happen,
John
yeah.
Silver's as Marx would have done it.
Long John Silver's, yeah. But actually lives up to its name, where the John Silver's is incredibly long. Just the biggest That's fillets correct. You've ever seen in your yeah. life.
Do you think you could get Americans to read theory if you just wrote it on like extra large cups from a fast food place? Like, you know how In-N-Out has that little like, has text on the bottom of the cup? Just like, write out capital one line at a time, and then like 100 big gulps later, you've read it all.
Yeah, like the only way to get like American kids interested in dialectical materialism is to explain it via puzzles on the back of cereal boxes.
More like to explain it via TikTok dances.
Yeah, try to find all the Marxist terminology in this word search. Oh, no, but you're probably right. It probably would be. I mean, like any competent like socialist government probably would have like a huge social media outreach campaign where they're like, do this dance we copied for from the Moranbong band in North Korea. You
know? my personal opinion is that under socialism, there wouldn't be social media.
No, all media would be social media because it's socialist media. Mm?
You That's own the media.
Correct. Big brain. Yeah. But I do think you're right. I think if we were like truly socialist, we wouldn't message each other the memes. We would print them out and fold them up and put them in each other's lockers in the people's commissary.
Nail them to a post in the town square.
Yeah. In between our jobs, digging holes.
That's right. Look,
because there wouldn't be really anything else to do.
I got
honestly.
No problem digging a fucking hole if I get paid a good wage and I get to work less hours. Because that's my thing is everybody's like, oh, under socialism, you're going to have to do menial labor. And I'm like, well, if the labor's distributed accurately and appropriately based on what's actually necessary from the populace of this country in a technologically advanced age, I'll dig a hole for $30 an hour for 4 hours a day, 3 days a week. I'm cool with it, man. I have no qualms with that chill, hole yeah. digging. Like,
yeah, I think the human brain needs just a little bit of like menial, mindless tasks. Like if you're just sitting around thinking or playing video games all the time, like your brain kind of gets away from you. You need just like a little bit of digging or a little bit of carrying or whatever.
I think that's a really astute observation, Chris. And I think you can see this really strongly with guys who have devoted their whole life and like every iota of their energy to doing the same thing, like speedrunners and rise and grind guys and like weird crypto bros who aren't just crypto bros, but like that's all they do. They're obsessed. And like,
yeah,
there's a certain squirreliness that comes with that. Like you're just not a regular person anymore. It doesn't matter how much caffeine you drink, alcohol you drink, drugs you do, don't do. That kind of behavior just kind of leaves you like a little bit like your eyes open a little too wide and you don't blink quite often enough. And the questions you ask people have like a real pointed subtext sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's a vibe. Like I don't sleep good is the vibe, I think.
Speaking of somebody else who just wants to cultivate a vibe.
That's right.
Boris Johnson. is apparently bringing back imperial measurements to mark the Platinum Jubilee, as, of course, is tradition.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a really weird move because it seems like this isn't something that they do often at all. And so Britain...
They already sell beer in pints.
Yeah. Well, and
they already measure roads in miles.
Yeah. They use a mix of imperial and metric measurements. Which I think they started doing again since they left the EU. And so Boris is like, okay, these Brexit voters who are basically my constituency, the people who like voted for me, they want me to double down on Brexit, but I am out of stuff to do and probably pretty close to out of money as well. So how about we just... We bring back even more imperial measurements. Measure everything by the foot just, and by the arm and by the stone.
Is this just
Why
British
not?
Freedom fries?
This is just British freedom fries. Yeah.
Mm, nice. Okay. freedom chips, as it were.
Yes, freedom chips and freedom fish. So it just seems like Boris is a deeply unpopular prime minister and unlike American politicians who, like Trump, would have just like rolled through this and kept doing bits and kept telling jokes, and Biden is just rolling through his unpopularity and just appearing less and less. Like, that's the Democrat strategy. They're just hiding Biden and Harris from sight. And it seems like in Britain, you have to do a little bit more than that. You have to try to pander unsuccessfully, and then everybody can just kind of turn around and be like, well, he tried, you know?
Who is he pandering to with this? Like a fisherman who's buying gas for his boat, and he's like, well, I'm tired of buying gas in pints. I need to buy it in gallons now. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he would be pandering to with this change.
Maybe drug dealers. Like, do you think in Britain they sell drugs in grams or in ounces? Like, maybe whatever they use, they want to switch it up, be more like Americans or something.
I never thought about it until now, but having to convert between grams and ounces when buying weed, it's like, why is it okay? You can buy a gram of weed, but as soon as you're above a gram unit of measurement, it's a quarter, an eighth. Like, what the fuck is that? It's not simple. Okay. 10 grams, 100 grams. I would gladly buy 100 grams of weed. 1,000 grams of weed? Why the fuck not? Okay.
I just bought a quarter pound of weed recently for like $230.
Nice. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Michigan, pure boy. Because word of mouth. That's how I made a connection through a friend of a friend of a friend, where you have to be cool. Everybody along the chain has to be cool with each other first. And then you get to this guy who grows a lot of weed and only sells very cheaply to very, very close people. And I had to wait a couple of weeks to get it. It was this whole fucking deal. But I got it, and I had to throw 3 of the fucking ounces in the freezer, because otherwise they're going to be like bone dry by the time I get through the other one.
Facts.
Because I'm not smoking fucking flower every day. I have carts. I have edibles. Someone gave me magic mushrooms recently. I'm fucking like,
ooh. Speaking of alternate ways to consume THC, my buddy came through recently with a giant bottle of Everclear tincture.
So you
take a shot of this, you become incredibly stoned, and also you're taking a shot of Everclear.
That's insane. I remember
that sounds very potent.
I remember being at like a folk punk show, or like a mixed bill. I think we might have played.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. But my memory is like cloudy. I don't even know if my band played there or not, or if I was just there to meet some friends or what. But the one member of this 9-person folk punk band hands me like some amber liquid in a mason jar, and he's like, do you want to hit this, man? And I'm like, what is it? And he's like, it's weed. And my brain is like, I have to drive home, so I'm not drinking tonight, but I can drink this weed juice. I take a big old fucking gulp, and as it's going down, I'm like, that's very strong alcohol in addition to being a weed. Oh, no.
Well, that's
why
the thing.
Is that how he described it? It's weed, man? Like, what do you mean?
You need to understand, like, all substances down to the molecular level can be expressed as a solid, liquid, or gas, and sometimes plasma. It's like a sometimes Y type situation, yeah. Right? E-I-O-U. And then, so obviously solid, we know what that is, right? A gas, right? That's when it's vaporized and you can inhale it into your lungs. And this is simply the liquid form of weed.
Yeah. And also quite a lot of alcohol. Like, it was so strong.
So you're saying it was an aqueous solution.
Yeah, sure.
I took high school chemistry.
Yeah. That's one of the ones I didn't
I like the parts
to.
Where you lit stuff on fire.
I loved the parts.
I never
got
to do labs in high school chemistry. It was very boring.
Yeah, it was super boring for us. It was just a lot of memorization. And anytime I was in a class where I was like, hey, can you explain why I need to know all this stuff? And the teacher's like, obviously not that fucking good at chemistry. And he's like, no. I was like, all right, well, then I'm not going to pay any fucking attention, and I'm going to guess on the tests and get that reliable C+. Like, yeah. Guessed
my ass. Do you think that in like 2009, like 2010 era, suddenly it was cool to be a high school chemistry teacher because of Breaking Bad?
Oh, maybe.
I never thought about that because I was already out of school by the time. Yeah, do you
when
think
did
like
Breaking Bad come out?
No,
I think it was 2009 or something, 8 maybe.
Because I feel like one, if the school acknowledged that they knew all of the kids were watching Breaking Bad, it would be like kind of controversial because it's a controversial show, I guess. But also, too, I bet multiple chemistry teachers had to be sat down and talked to by parents or the principal or whatever after they showed up in a fucking like fedora or whatever fucking hat he wears and sunglasses and tried to do the lesson as
Oh God, you're right. Yeah, like some middle-aged dork who thought he was just like being quaint. Like grew the little goatee. I think it's like a pork pie hat, the like flat black hat and like the dorky glasses and like maybe got the Clark's Wallabies. And they were like, look, I know that's basically how you dress already, but like, I don't think you should be pretending to be Walter White. It's not a good look.
Yeah. Like flipping your chair around backwards and being like, you know, who's really the one who knocks? The people who poured their heart and souls into the periodic table of elements.
Niels Bohr.
Yeah, Niels Bohr. Mary Curie.
You
want to
know who the real danger is. And then some misguided kid tries to be Jesse Pinkman and he goes to the principal's office for saying the N-word 20 times.
Oof, yeah. You know who was like Gustavo Fring of chemistry?
did Jesse Pinkman say the N-word on that show? I can't remember.
I don't actually think he did, but I feel like a 15-year-old trying to act like Jesse Pinkman would toss in an N-word or
probably
two.
Probably would.
No, absolutely.
I remember liking...
Yeah, let me tell you guys about the real Heisenberg.
I mean, I feel like Jesse Pinkman was like a good character, but the whole time I was watching it, I was also watching Trailer Park Boys, and I got distinct mm-hmm. J-Rock vibes, and my brain has forever had those wires crossed ever since, where if I see stuff from Breaking Bad, I'm like, hey, it's J-Rock.
Definitely the same vibes.
I mean, but that kind of guy is really in right now. Like, that's like that show Euphoria, like there's mm-hmm. like dudes in that show who are just like a bunch of J-Rocks running around a school, and I'm like, is this what it's like to go to high school now? Like, am I actually glad to have been in high school during the late 2000s?
That's no, we've had this discussion before. Euphoria is fan fiction by 30-something TV writers about the high school experience that they wish they were having.
Yeah,
I bet if I had TikTok in high school, I would have had like 5,000 followers probably, and like a lot on Instagram too.
Vine around when we were in high school? Was that already a thing?
I don't think quite.
I bet if I'd had TikTok when I was in high school, I would have had 5,000 more severe brain injuries than I already had from going to school when I already did.
Yeah. Would have had way more inane challenges to try. Like, this is the library challenge where you light your school library on fire.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, is like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, the kids are all right. The kids are way more woke now. And I'm like, I don't know, the ones who like managed to claw their way into the decent corners of the internet might be, but it seems to me like most of the young kids that I know are just like living with an even more heightened burden of social expectation than I did. Like when I was younger, I was fucking clueless about like how social cues worked, like what culture was, how you know I was gonna fit into society. And as I grew into an adult, you know, I clumsily figured it out, and then I more adeptly figured it out, and now I've pretty much got it figured out, I think. But like, if I was a fucking teenager right now, I'd be bewildered. I would not have like a single fucking thread to hold on to.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine, because I feel like they have like 100 times as many things that they're like able to have opinions on or supposed to have opinions on. It's like, I remember like a lot of kids in my high school were like, oh, we hate George Bush, like the Iraq war is bad, whatever, yada yada. But now it's like people are like, what do you think of the Johnny Depp trial? What do you think of Nancy Pelosi's husband getting a DUI? What do you think of like climate change?
$15 million settlement, Johnny Depp.
Did he? Huh? I still don't understand what was going on in that trial.
I think he was suing her for defamation.
Mm-hmm.
And he like won on all counts or something like that.
They both
so
seem
she has
like
to pay him $15 million. Oh, and she did coke in the courtroom. I saw that too.
What?
That was cool. Oh. She did coke while in the courtroom, which is what I would do if I were on trial for a DUI.
I feel like doing. I get it. If you already have a coke problem, you want to do coke mm-hmm. anywhere and everywhere. But like, as someone who has done coke only a couple of times ever, I don't think a courtroom is where I would want to be doing it. I think a sunny beach. Like,
just dropping Molly while you walk into traffic court to like watch someone's trial. Like, this will be some great vibes.
I feel like Molly would have me behaving better than Coke, though. I feel like Molly would have me being like, I can really see this from all sides, and I'm gonna, you know, tactically use that to present my case as well as possible. Where with like Coke, I would just be grinding my teeth and like thinking like, why is this judge being such a fucking dickhead? What a piece of shit. You know,
stop being mean to my client, judge, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, I just don't understand why everybody's so tuned into the fucking trial when it's like, this is even a criminal trial. So it's like a
it's just like two rich people deciding like which of them like lost more money or had a worse time of it or something. I don't know.
It goes back to the 90s with the advent of 24/7 cable news, right? Because they need something to fill the time. And so it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So like these things will happen and they will become hyped in a way that like it feeds back into the actual real life event that's happening. It's just like the mass shootings. It's like the 24-hour news cycle covered the mass shootings, and then the idea of mass shootings propagated, and then the government was like, well, we can cause more of these. So it just was a vicious cycle.
Yeah, I mean, I think like a lot of things, the only reason they have to fill time, because so much fucking news happens, right? Like there's so much fucking news happening every day, especially if you start looking outside of the U.S., but even just within the country. Like there are developments in politics, there are developments in entertainment, there are developments in everything every fucking day. And the only reason they have to resort to the fucking Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial is because if you start talking about any one of the things that's going on for too long, you basically run out of shit to talk about that doesn't incriminate the United States government or major corporations that prop it up, right? Like you can't talk about Ukraine for very long, or you have to admit that like NATO expansion is a real fucking problem, despite Vladimir Putin also being a real fucking problem. Yeah, if you talk about like COVID for too long, you start to realize that like it's still fucking around. We're in the middle of like our second or third like invisible wave of COVID right now because they're not reporting fucking numbers anymore. Ever since the CDC changed the guidelines, everyone's like, it's fucking over. It's not fucking over.
Do you think monkeypox is going to be a thing?
No, I sincerely don't. I think that everybody kind of wanted monkeypox to be a thing for some reason.
Well, who would want monkeypox to be a thing?
I don't fucking know, but that's the news. Stop trying to make
monkeypox a thing. It's not going to happen.
It's not a thing.
Yeah, I think there's articles where it's like, if you read the article, it's like, there's no way, like an expert will be like, it's not the same kind of virus as COVID. It does not spread that easily. It's not going to become a pandemic. And then they'll be like, experts can't rule out monkeypox pandemic.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, isn't it only transmitted if you like have an open wound contact, like another person's open wound, or if they like spit in your mouth or some shit? Like you basically have to either be like,
that's kinky,
fighting them or having sex with them to be in close enough physical contact to get monkeypox from somebody.
That's what I've heard about it. Yeah, that it's like it can spread through really close physical contact, like having sex, but you can't just like breathe it on somebody. Like it doesn't spread that way.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not going to spread like COVID.
Every Brooklyn polycule is fucked.
If it gets to one, if it stays out of the poly community, then probably they'll be okay.
I mean, also, aren't the symptoms of monkeypox like pretty easy to spot? And like you don't have to
you're covered in sores.
Yeah,
yeah, you're not like, I saw a guy on the train covered in sores. Was that COVID or monkeypox? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a whole different fucking like type of disease. I don't even know if it's a virus or the way that it spreads, but it's not going to be a fucking big deal. They just wanted to talk about it because I think they wanted to draw the heat off of COVID. They wanted to be like, oh, what about this other thing that's happening? And then they knew it was going to fizzle out, and they're like, oh, that fizzled out. And then that helps everybody forget that like the United States government never at any point instituted significant enough anything, protocol, measure, quarantine, lockdown, anything that they could have done that would have helped at any point, they never actually did. And now they're complaining that we spent too much time trying to do that stuff. It's the same exact fucking story as with the police, where it's like, you tried defunding the police and it didn't work. It's like, we never tried anything. We've been giving them more money consistently year after year, despite public opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point that it's like, it sort of is like if monkeypox, they're like, oh, it's so scary. And then everyone's afraid of it. And then it doesn't happen. They're like, oh, okay. I guess something good actually, like in a weird way, it ends up making people feel relieved and like, oh, I guess there's no monkeypox, less stuff to worry about, something else to think about. That's
exactly
good.
And then people won't be worrying about the fact that the FBI is searching for gold in Western Pennsylvania.
What? Not the really
fuck? Yeah,
there's gold in Western Pennsylvania.
There's gold in them hills, in the foothills of Appalachia. Yins can find gold down there. My Pittsburgh accent fucking sucks, so I'm gonna stop now. Not half as good as my Australian accent. But apparently the FBI commissioned a scientific analysis and they had a geophysicist who did microgravity testing at a site that's like 100 something miles outside of Pittsburgh. It's at a place called Dent's Run, about 135 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, where legend says an 1863 shipment of Union gold was either lost or stolen on its way to the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia. And so... in order to find this Civil War era gold, the FBI commissioned this geophysicist to do microgravity testing at the site, who said that there is an underground object with a mass of up to 9 tons and a density consistent with gold. So the FBI...
So they found your mom, finally.
Yeah. Oh, no, got him.
Got him.
So the FBI has used this consultant's work to obtain a warrant to seize the gold if it's there. Mm. The government...
Why do they get the gold? Why do they get the warrant? Why can't I go call dibs on some gold?
Yeah, and
no,
especially...
fucked up.
Well, a father and son pair of treasure hunters who spent years looking for it tried to call dibs and led agents to the Woodland site hoping to get a finder's fee. And then the FBI is just like, oh, okay, no, this isn't really working out. This is a bust. And then they turn around and get a warrant to unearth the gold. And so this father and son are just like, we feel really betrayed by the FBI, which to them, I only have to say, why didn't you just dig it up yourself?
Yeah.
If you thought it was there, I'm sorry, but like getting the FBI involved was no fucking way to make any kind of money. You should have just dug it up and sold it. Like, this is on you.
If I thought there was any chance I would find gold, first thing I would do is block the FBI on Twitter, block them on Instagram, put them in my phone as FBI do not call, block them on there, and then I'd go digging it up so I don't accidentally tell them where it is. I wouldn't invite them along.
Right. Yeah, like you don't need FBI. How is an FBI agent going to make you rich? How in the history of the world has an FBI ever made anybody rich but themselves or their superiors in the government?
That's what, yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah. Not you, the citizen. Oh, well, we're a plucky father and son, and we're going to find the Union gold that was stolen on the way to them. No, you're fucking not. Not if you get the Alphabet Boys involved. Fuck you. And so the FBI didn't just send like one geophysicist. They sent a massive secretive operation in the dead of winter in 2018 to do this. And then apparently the data has been reviewed by geophysics and other professors and researchers in related fields, but specifically this guy John Louie, a geophysics professor at the University of Nevada at Reno, who was not related to the dig, reviewed the report at the request of the Associated Press and said that the firm's methods were very good and their conclusions, quote, represent a physically reasonable hypothesis. To which I only have to say, U.S. government, when are you going to stop hiding things from us? Why do I have to find out about Fort Bragg by Googling it every week? Why do I have to find out about the cheese caves from a YouTube video? And why, for the love of God, do I have to find out about the stolen Union gold buried near Pittsburgh, where I used to live, from an basically unformatted AP article from the News of the Weird subreddit? When are you going to learn a little bit of fucking transparency? I thought this was America.
Yeah. You would think they would try for at least a little, if nothing else, for like a PR stunt. Because like we were talking about earlier, like Joe Biden's popularity is in free fall. Kamala Harris, even worse. Like, imagine if he was like, hey, we're going to go try to dig up this gold and then we'll give it to people. to help pay off their student loan debts or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, turn it into a stunt or something. Don't just fucking sit on your hands doing nothing.
The Pennsylvania Lottery is changing their mascot to Petey the Prospector. Hey, y'all, did you know you can enter for a chance to win some Union Gold? Get your brick of Union Gold from the, you know, the famously lost shipment to the Mint by playing this week's Super Sweepstakes 9 straight times.
Just minting an NFT that's like, if they ever find the gold and I somehow get the rights to it, you own 0.1% of it. Buy the NFT of the fake gold now.
You have the right to look at it.
Yeah, you can look at the gold, yeah.
Look
at this. You can make a TV show
JPEG.
About gold.
Yeah.
JPEG of gold.
Just a guy who owns all of the most useless shit. He's like, he's got his Burger King Monopoly money from the old promotions. He's got his NFTs. He's got his plot of land on the moon. He's got his tiny plot on a Scottish island that proves he's a real royal lord. And then to cap it all off, he's got a certificate that says he technically owns 1 ounce of the lost Union gold. And he's like, I have successfully diversified my assets.
Next thing I'm going to do is going to buy a plot of land on Mars, and I'll all be going extra solar, baby. I'm gonna be going all around the solar system, not just on Earth anymore.
That's right.
I think this guy you're describing is just Elon Musk.
That's right.
Yeah, basically.
With his tungsten cube and his pet rock and Grimes. Anyway.
Anyway.
Before we start talking about Elon Musk too much, I think it's a good time to cut us off. This has been your main episode of Beep Beep for the Week. If you want to get twice as many episodes, go support us on Patreon. It's a fun thing to do, and it turns your name pink in the Discord.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It's a cheap and legal thrill, as they
say. It's a safe and legal thrill. Go listen to my other show, Work Stoppage. It is about labor, wall-to-wall fucking labor coverage. We do a good job over there, folks. And check out Chris on the Twitch, twitch.tv/BPBlettucePod. And keep looking forward to all of the cool new content we're going to be bringing you. I have some interviews lined up. And as always, keep smoking that fucking doink out there. I love you. And if you can, try to get as good of a deal as you can on a quarter pound of weed.
Nice. All right,
do
beep
it.
On, y'all.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Harlem shake.